A Jewish Journal article. 10 Jewish takeaways from the Oscars. 1. Reactions to The Zone of Interest, director Jonathan Glazer's controversial acceptance speech. For David Suisse's commentary, go here. For Ryan Torek's commentary, go here. 2. Celebrities wearing red pins to call for a ceasefire and its problematic symbolism. Several celebrities and nominees were proudly wearing a red pin with a reddish hand and a heart emblazoned on it. The organization that made the pins, Artists for Ceasefire, says that it symbolizes collective support for an immediate and permanent ceasefire, the release of all of the hostages and for the urgent delivery of humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza. At the ceremony, Billie Eilish, Phineas, Mark Ruffalo, Ava DuVernay, Rami Yusuf and Quanah Chasing Horse were all spotted wearing the pins. Israel advocates say that there is a troubling history behind the origins of the symbol. The official Israeli government X account posted, "Most celebrities wearing red pins don't know that the image of red hands is associated with one horrific event imprinted on the minds of Israelis and Palestinians. The 2000 Ramallah lynching of Israelis. This symbolism isn't a coincidence." 3. Yellow ribbons in support of the release of the hostages held by Hamas. There were some attendees at the Dolby Theater and at the after parties who were wearing yellow ribbons in support of the release of the hostages held in captivity by Hamas. Avi Arad, Marvel Studios founder, and Ram Bergman, producer, Star Wars: The Last Jedi, wore yellow ribbons to the ceremony at the Dolby Theater. Former Miss Iraq Sarah Iden attended the Elton John AIDS Foundation party wearing a dress with a giant yellow ribbon and 19 yellow frills to call attention to the 19 female hostages from Israel in Gaza. Also attending was 21-year-old Mia Shem, a former hostage of Hamas from October 7 until being released in November. She still wears a cast on her arm from her bullet wound. Inat Fabrikant, a former Olympic swimmer and wife of Mattel CEO and Israeli-American Wine and Cries, wore "Bring Them Home Now" dog tags at the Dolby Theater. Last night at Elton official Oscars party, I put this outfit together, carrying the names of the 19 Israeli women hostages to remind the world they're still in captivity by the terrorist group Hamas. Hashtag say their names, hashtag bring them home, hashtag oscarpick.twitter.com/gekemkevar. Sarai, Sarah Iden, Miss Iraq, at Real Sarahiden, March 11, 2024. 4. Images of hostages projected on building across the street from Vanity Fair party. Images of all 134 hostages were projected on the exterior of a four-story building directly across the street from the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts, the site of Vanity Fair's Oscar party. The projection was the work of film producers Madi Leshem and Lynn Harris, the survivor. They wanted to do something to bring awareness to hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza on Hollywood's biggest night and near the entrance to one of the most exclusive parties. For the full story, go to page 48. 5. Songwriter Diane Warren's 15th nomination, still no win. Diane Warren received her 15th nomination for Best Original Song, yet still did not get the top honor for writing The Fire Inside for the film Flamin' Hot. Among her other nominations over the years are How Do I Live? From the film Con Air, I Don't Wanna Miss a Thing, from the film Armageddon, and Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, from the film Mannequin. Warren did receive an honorary Oscar in 2022. 6. A French-Israeli film was nominated for Best Animated Short Film, and you should go see it. Flying under the radar at this year's Academy Awards is a tense, powerful and beautiful animated short film about a Holocaust survivor recalling how he is only alive because of a pig. The film, Letter to a Pig, is written and directed by Israeli animator Tal Kantor. Out of the 92 times that Oscars have been awarded for Best Animated Short, this is the first time ever that there are two films from the Middle East nominated at the same time. The Iranian stop-motion short film, Our Uniform, was also nominated. War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko, ended up winning for the category this year. 7. Golda didn't win for Best Makeup and Hairstyling, but neither did Maestro. In the late summer and early fall of 2023, there was much dialogue about two different films about influential Jews of the 20th century, Golda Meir and Leonard Bernstein. Actress Helen Mirren, although not Jewish, put on a spectacular performance as Israel's fourth prime minister in Israeli director Guy Nativ's film. Bradley Cooper, also not Jewish, played Bernstein while wearing a prosthetic nose, which many found to be offensive and some have derided as Jew face. Cooper even received a Best Actor nomination for the role. Both Golda and Maestro received nominations for Best Makeup and Hairstyling, but lost to Poor Things. In fact, Maestro had 7 nominations and won 0. 8. First-time Jewish Oscar winner. Jonathan Glazer's Holocaust film, The Zone of Interest, won for Best International Feature Film, earning him his first Oscar. Actor Robert Downey Jr. won his first Oscar for his supporting role in Oppenheimer as Rear Admiral Louis Strauss. 9. Jews commemorated in the In Memoriam segment. Singer Harry Belafonte, actor Alan Arkin, screenwriter and playwright Bo Goldman, actor and comedian Paul Rubens, actress Rosetta Jacobs, songwriter Cynthia Weil, singer Robbie Robertson, marketing consultant Michael Latt, filmmaker, photographer Nancy Cohen, actress, casting director Joanna Merlin, entertainment attorney Jake Bloom, producer Lawrence Terman, director William Friedkin, comedian Richard Lewis, producer Daniel Goldberg, comedian Shecky Green, writer Robert Klein, screenwriter and producer Norman Lear, actor Michael Lerner and screenwriter Norman Steinberg. 10. Oppenheimer wins big. Oppenheimer won 7 out of 13 nominations, including Best Actor, Cillian Murphy, Best Director, Christopher Nolan, Best Score and Best Film Editing. And with a box office gross of nearly $1 billion, Oppenheimer is the highest-grossing R-rated film to win Best Picture. Oppenheimer is the second biopic to win an Oscar for Best Picture where the titular lead real-life character, J. Robert Oppenheimer, is Jewish. The last time a biopic won an Oscar for Best Picture and had a real-life Jewish lead character was Chariots of Fire in 1981. It featured the story of a Jewish-British runner, Harold Abrahams, and his Scottish-Christian teammate Eric Liddell.